with Usler and News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration insists that America does not seek war with Iran after bombing three nuclear sites. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Iran condemned the U.S. military attacks as outrageous and warned of everlasting consequences. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Hegseth said the U.S. is not interested in an open-ended war.
But let me be clear. We will act swiftly and decisively when our people, our partners, or our interests are threatened.
As for making peace, Iran's foreign minister said diplomacy is not an option after the U.S. strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A suicide bomber in Syria opened fire, then detonated an explosive vest inside a Greek Orthodox church filled with people praying on Sunday, killing at least 20 and wounding 52 others. The attack took place in Dwila on the outskirts of Damascus inside the Mar Elias Church. The U.S. is experiencing a heat wave that has moved from the Midwest eastward. Ryan Hurley with the National Weather Service says temperatures will be 15 to 20 degrees above normal for June.
Very unusual in June to have temperatures certainly greater than 95 or even 100 degrees or greater, 101, 102. So, and it's not just that, it's also the overnight lows. A lot of areas in the urban corridor will be close to 80 degrees Tuesday, Wednesday, and even Thursday morning.
A suspect has been shot and killed by a security guard after a shooting at a church in a suburb of Detroit. The Wayne Police Department says officers responded to an active shooter at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne on Sunday morning. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Colorado, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The town of Castle Rock has agreed to let a local church operate a homeless shelter and will pay $225,000 in legal fees. Town officials went to court to try and stop Rock Church from housing homeless people in its parking lot. First Liberty represented the congregation in court and has released a statement saying, quote, "This is a welcome resolution and a good example of cooperation between church and state." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Jersey Supreme Court has ruled that the state can have a grand jury examine allegations of clergymen sexually abusing children. The ruling comes after a Catholic diocese tried for years to block such a proceeding. The Diocese of Camden argued that a court rule prevents the state attorney general from impaneling a grand jury to issue findings in the state's investigation into allegations against the Catholic priests. SRN News. Vice President J.D. Vance's popularity is on the rise. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
The latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 52% of likely U.S. voters view Vice President Vance favorably, up from 49% in April, including 33% with a very favorable impression. Vance's popularity upswing coincides with President Trump's continued favorability. The president's approval rating has been at least 50% in the Rasmussen poll since May 23rd. Ken Lorman reporting.
A man who brought a rifle to a No Kings rally in Utah, prompting an armed safety volunteer to open fire and accidentally kill a protester, has been released from jail while the investigation continues. Arturo Gamboa was set free yesterday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.